Somewhere in the Middle East, the gray glass house stood tall, showing off the droplets of the light showers at dawn. The sun found its way through the tiny opening between the golden brown drapes that hung slightly to the side of the twin-sized bed with cream sheets. She slowly looked up as if following the rise of the sun's ray till it got to her cheeks. She could barely sleep all night long and eventually found solace and warmth in the droplets of rain that ran down her glass ceiling. Bailey was going to be 25 in a few months, still unsure about the career she wanted to pursue, concerned she couldn't see herself for who she really was, which in honesty, she didn't know either. So before she decided to turn in for the night, she missed talking to Hap Hill, and with just the thought of her name, she could see Hap Hill sitting at the heart of her bed with uncontrolled reflex. She jumped in with her, staring for several minutes. Bailey couldn't believe Hap Hill was sitting right there in front of her, with her most charming smile and ever coily hair. It was as though without words a lot was being said, and just then they spoke at the same time. Jinx was all that came out. "I've been waiting all this time, wondering when you'd call," Happy said immediately. Bailey was speechless, unable to utter all the words that had kept her awake till now. But she knew Happy could read her most deafening silence, and she was right. Moving to the top of her bed, she pulled Bailey in with her tiny hands and placed her head on her 1 foot wide laps. Stroking her hair, Hap Hill said, "Remember the oak shelf? Well, it's my turn to tell stories we kept away. Tune in next fortnight to find out what tales Hap Hill would lay bare." It had been days that turned to weeks, and somehow every single breath irregular was just enough to keep it moving. Without him, everything made little sense. Why did he send that DM? Why did I reply? Wouldn't it have been nice if I had just had a regular day? Not happy, not sad, just in the middle. All this probably would have been avoided. Minutes had passed, hours had gone, days seemed to phase out, and eventually the weeks were just okay to get by without him. The fight was exhausting, made no sense. The struggle not to text, to say I deserve better when he looked like the best I wanted to see was an irony at best. Seeing anything else made no sense. Gradually, it moved to being okay until he tweeted. Every single part of me wanted to run to him, hug him so tight I may have merged our bodies together, but I couldn't. I did not. I didn't. The fight going on between my heart and head caused my body so much pain. I am shaking all over. The tears that should roll freely are being kept at bay. Maybe for the best. Bailey would often sit by her window looking out like a wife waiting for her husband to come home, but the truth, he wasn't coming home. This was never home. And the truth Bailey wanted so badly to ignore. And it was too glaring to see this time. There's a new kid in the block. One of those random unplanned moments
that you'd think would last forever, the fairy tale everyone would say never, never would happen, staring you in the face. But I guess the law of gravity and the sparkling lights or stars haven't come to an agreement where the stars remain floating and never hit the ground. Bailey, as usual, was in the kitchen that fateful evening. You'd begin to wonder if the universe had plans for Bailey, an emotional outburst, or maybe it's just a maximum one her thrills would last for. Anyways, Bailey was making one of her mix match in the moment, where she has no idea what to eat but assembles the ingredients she can find and puts together an amazing meal. It's such an striking thing about her, Happy said. While the meal sat pretty in the small navy blue nonstick pot she had got on her random shopping mid-year, Bailey sat looking. She was in thoughts, lost in them. This time, with a little sniffs here and there. I sat opposite her looking. It was that moment where words seemed unnecessary and inappropriate. Finally, a sigh. Bailey looked up, looked around, then back at me. I understood the hurt. I understood the sighs. How much her heart broke having those random moments. She was a believer. She believed she was in charge of her destiny, her joy, how everything affected her. But there are those times when Bailey got exhausted of having to hold herself up, pull herself together. So she'd let go, and most times to the extreme. But I was always there, right there, to hold her. She'd always find her way back. That was sure. Charming, electrifying prince. Their meeting was one of the rarest Bailey had ever had. Random and unplanned, and yet felt right. It felt like the best thing, the most casual of friends or maybe acquaintances by a mile. They never had deep conversations, never ever talked, never had private hangouts or general. It was as casual as possible. You know those friends who you were in their friend circle but never friends? Yeah, that was Bailey and Prince. But on this fateful wedding, the after party to be exact, something was different. He looked different. She felt different. Up until the dance session of the party, everything was as it were. And then he moved. And Bailey froze. What? How? Oh my gosh! All the crazy screams and shock going on in her head, and yet she was calm. She likes to blame the brownies she had had earlier in the day for that. Maybe if she was in control, she wouldn't have been moved. She may not have noticed. He may not have seemed different to her. But it had happened. Cupid had caught both of them. The days following were crazy, fun, a lot of laughs, random smiles and checkups, and Bailey got hooked, would like to say, by his charm. I'm sure I kept shouting, "Bailey, snap out of it," but she wouldn't listen, and as usual, as I should add, not as a bad thin, but Bailey isn't one to back down from her emotions until they either proved negative or otherwise. He got her. She didn't even have to try. He made it really easy. He absolutely understood and yet didn't at the same time. The sleepover was a bad idea, I kept saying, but Bailey. Bailey always thought spending time with people or someone reveals a lot, and she was right. Prince was all over her. He wanted her, and wanted her, but not in the official way. Bailey had thought that wasn't a bad idea. She wanted to give that a try and just be in the moment and not 5 years ahead, but oh well. Bailey picked up the fork and drilled into the spaghetti she had just made. She sat there eating and pulling out smiles every few seconds. Her smile would literally light up the room, any room. Her eyes had those excitements that were very, very hard not to contract. Right now, how spicy the spaghetti was all she could think of, and that was enough. Off she went to open one of her most stocked drinks, pet-sized happy hour, peach flavor to be exact. I was always in awe seeing how much she'd go down her rabbit hole and yet she'd always find her way back up the garden to juicy carrots and light up the entire room. She was okay today, having just the best memories flood her in the moment. She really was going to give her all to be someone's second choice. Join us next time as we find out what happened to her cosmic prince. It had been days that turned to weeks, and somehow every single breath irregular was just enough to keep it moving. Without him, everything made little sense. Why did he send that DM? Why did I reply? Wouldn't it have been nice if I had just had a regular day? Not happy, not sad, just in the middle. All this probably would have been avoided. Minutes had passed, hours had gone, days seemed to phase out, and eventually the weeks were just okay to get by without him. The fight was exhausting, made no sense. The struggle not to text, to say I deserve better when he looks like the best I wanted to see was an irony at best. Seeing anything else made no sense. Gradually, it moved to being okay until he tweeted. Every single part of me wanted to run to him, hug him so tight I may have merged our bodies together, but I couldn't. I did not. I didn't. The fight going on between my heart and head caused my body so much pain. I am shaking all over. The tears that should roll freely are being kept at bay. Maybe for the best. Bailey would often sit by her window looking out like a wife waiting for her husband to come home. But the truth, he wasn't coming home. This was never home. And the truth Bailey wanted so badly to ignore. And it was too glaring to see this time. There's a new kid in the block. One of those random unplanned moments that you think would last forever. The fairy tale everyone would say never, never would happen, staring you in the face. But I guess the law of gravity and the sparkling lights or stars haven't come to an agreement where the stars remain floating and never hit the ground. Bailey, as usual, was in the kitchen that fateful evening. You'd begin to wonder if the universe had plans for Bailey and an emotional outburst. Or maybe it's just a maximum one her thrills would last for. Anyways, Bailey was making one of her mix match in the moment, where she has no idea what to eat but assembles the ingredients she can find and puts together an amazing meal. It's such an striking thing about her, Hapil said. While the meal sat pretty in the small navy blue nonstick pot she had got on her random shopping mid-year, Bailey sat looking. She was in thoughts, lost in them. This time, with a little sniffs here and there. I sat opposite her looking. It was that moment where words seemed unnecessary and inappropriate. Finally, a sigh. Bailey looked up, looked around, then back at me. I understood the hurt. I understood the size. How much her heart broke having those random moments. She was a believer. She believed she was in charge of her destiny, her joy, how everything affected her. But there are those times when Bailey got exhausted of having to hold herself up, pull herself together. So she'd let go, and most times to the extreme. But I was always there, right there, to hold her. She'd always find her way back. That was sure. Charming, electrifying prince. Their meeting was one of the rarest Bailey had ever had. Random and unplanned, and yet felt right. It felt like the best thing, the most casual of friends or maybe acquaintances by a mile. They never had deep conversations, never ever talked, never had private hangouts or general. It was as casual as possible. You know those friends who you were in their friend circle but never friends? Yeah, that was Bailey and Prince. But on this fateful wedding, the after party to be exact, something was different. He looked different. She felt different. Up until the dance session of the party, everything was as it were. And then he moved. And Bailey froze. What? How? Oh my gosh! All the crazy screams and shock going on in her head, and yet she was calm. She likes to blame the brownies she had had earlier in the day for that. Maybe if she was in control, she wouldn't have been moved. She may not have noticed. He may not have seemed different to her. But it had happened. Cupid had caught both of them. The days following were crazy, fun, a lot of laughs, random smiles and checkups, and Bailey got hooked. Would like to say by his charm. I'm sure I kept shouting, "Bailey, snap out of it!" But she wouldn't listen, and as usual, as I should add, not as a bad thing, but Bailey isn't one to back down from her emotions until they either proved negative or otherwise. He got her. She didn't even have to try. He made it really easy. He absolutely understood and yet didn't at the same time. The sleepover was a bad idea, I kept saying, but Bailey. Bailey always thought spending time with people or someone reveals a lot, and she was right. Prince was all over her. He wanted her. and wanted her, but not in the official way. Bailey had thought that wasn't a bad idea. She wanted to give that a try and just be in the moment and not 5 years ahead, but oh well. Bailey picked up the fork and drilled into the spaghetti she had just made. She sat there eating and pulling out smiles every few seconds. Her smile would literally light up the room, any room. Her eyes had those excitements that were very, very hard not to contract. Right now, how spicy the spaghetti was all she could think of, and that was enough. Off she went to open one of her most stocked drinks, pet-sized happy hour, peach flavor to be exact. I was always in awe seeing how much she'd go down her rabbit hole and yet she'd always find her way back up the garden to juicy carrots and light up the entire room. She was okay today, having just the best memories flood her in the moment. She really was going to give her all to be someone's second choice. Join us next time as we find out what happened to her cosmic prince.